Welcome to In Depth, my friends, the PSA program playing right now on all Lotus radio stations. I am your host, Ian Sorensen, and my first guest today, we know each other so well. We're in the same circles with theater and everything.
Absolutely.
So glad I could have you in, Judy Davis from Sierra School of Performing Arts. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Ian.
Of course. And how are things? You seem, busy.
Very busy right now.
To say the least.
Yes, we are... about to put up Legally Blonde.
The musical.
Yeah.
You're not just playing the movie in some theater somewhere. You're actually going the full-on musical.
We have probably about 35 cast members, a live band. So we have 9 people in the band.
Wow.
And a set that's a monster.
A monster, to say the least. Yeah. So, and you're going to move that in pretty soon here, right? Or are you?
Right.
By the time this airs, you probably will have done so already.
We are moving this in on Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so tomorrow.
So tomorrow, yeah. And then we start actually doing a couple rehearsals in the theater. We start Tech Week on the 10th, and we go and we open on August 17th.
All right. And why don't we... I kind of want to go through the process of... how you kind of start the show. I mean, how do you pick what show you're going to do for your next big thing? How does casting go? Where do rehearsals take place? That sort of thing.
Well, it starts as soon as our musical is over.
Okay. So basically, you start thinking about the next thing.
Right. I got the rights to this show back in September of last year.
Oh, okay.
So, it takes a while to figure out what show you're going to do. It has a lot to do with who is available in the area that you know of talent-wise. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we are really heavy with young girls. And sometimes, we'd like to do a show, but it involves way too many guys. And say another production company is doing a production that has all the men.
Right.
So you have to think about things like that.
Okay.
Once we pick our show, we put auditions up in about April. Notices out, people audition. It is definitely by audition. It is not an everybody gets a role. It's we want the best talent available in this community.
You want to put on a good show.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And so then we whittle it down. We have callbacks in May. We start rehearsals mid-May, and we run through the end of July, and then put the show up in August.
Okay, right on. And where do you, because you say you're going to start rehearsing a little bit in the space. Have you not been doing that? Because it's Bartley Ranch.
Right.
The amphitheater there.
So, we rehearse in our place at 1380 Gregg Street.
Oh, okay.
And so we try to mimic what the stage is, but it's, really
sometimes
hard to do
that.
Sometimes
it's hard to judge until you're actually in the space. I
exactly.
know that for sure, yeah.
But the Hawkins Outdoor Amphitheater, Bartley Ranch, is a beautiful
it's
place
so
to have a show, and the audience loves it, and so we won't give that up.
Definitely not. So, yeah, Hawkins Amphitheater kicks off, August 17th the show does?
August 17th. It runs for 3 weekends, but you should go online to check the dates, because the first weekend is the 17th, 18th, which is Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
This following weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The third weekend is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We end on September 1st.
Okay, right on. So, where did this kind of come about? I know you had you have to keep in mind what kind of cast you're going to be working with and what other shows you're going to bump up against, but... What made you think Legally Blonde this time around?
Well, we've done some kind of serious shows in the past recently. Last year we did The Sound of Music, which everybody loves that show, but
definitely.
It really is kind of sad in the end where, the Nazis come in, they take over Austria, yeah. They get
kicked
out.
The family needs
out.
To escape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it ends up being a little bit of a dark program. So we wanted something light and fun.
Yeah. And Legally Blonde is definitely going to take the cake. And 35 cast members, how is that to corral all of that?
Well, luckily, Legally Blonde is more adults, because
okay.
These guys have just graduated from UCLA.
Oh, wow.
She's going to Harvard Law School to follow her boyfriend who just dumped her, thinking that if she follows him to law school, he'll think she's serious and take her back. And
right.
On the journey, she learns that, she could be her own person and become a beautiful woman.
Amen to that. And I think that's a good spirit to have in this day and age.
Exactly.
Definitely.
When we picked this show back last year, we had no idea the relevance it would have today. But there is a part in it where Callahan, who is the big lawyer of this big law firm, actually hits on Elle.
Right.
And, it's very poignant today in the Me Too movement. And, you know, she doesn't have to sleep her way to the top in order to get what she wants.
Definitely not. All right. Very cool. So Sierra School of Performing Arts, give me kind of a primer on the organization in case people don't know, how long you've been around, what work you do besides, of course, musicals and...
Well, we were founded in 2005 by a bunch of parents who just felt like there weren't enough performing arts opportunities for younger children and adults in our community. So we started out very small. We put on one little production and, you know, we've grown over the past 13 years. We now do a broad, major Broadway musical for eight performances. We also offer classes in the fall, and those are actually coming up starting in August, so you should go on our website at Sierra School of Performing Arts to check those out. They're classes from 5 years up to adults.
Okay.
So everything from acting, musical, theater, improv, lots of fun stuff there. Those classes we do in the fall. We do another program of classes in the winter starting in January. We do a summer camp and we do workshops.
All right. Fantastic. So who plans this out? What kind of staff are you working with?
Well, we have Janet Lazarus is our director for Legally Blonde and also our artistic director. And so she's like the only paid staff. We also just brought on board Chip Lindloff, who is our executive director. Everything else is volunteer. The board of directors is volunteer. All of, you know, there's so many volunteers that have to go together to put this program on.
I would think so. Yeah. Classes and workshops as well. Are those kind of all volunteer driven?
We do pay our teachers.
Oh, right on.
And the camp manager who has to wrangle in all of the registrations and make sure the kids are there on time. And so we do have some paid things. It's just that the operation, the administration of Sierra School of Performing Arts is not really a paid position.
Right.
Except for Janet and Chip. But everything else, the president, the treasurer, that's all volunteer.
All right. Fantastic. So can people still kind of jump in and volunteer?
Absolutely.
I mean, are you looking for?
And especially for Legally Blonde that we're, you know, just coming up immediately. We will need volunteers for parking, for ushers, for handing out programs. So all that kind of stuff, we need a lot of staff to help us out with that.
Very cool. So are you still looking around for those if people can sign up?
We do. And actually, if it's a high school student looking for some community service hours, we give community service hours for those.
Very good.
And if you volunteer to work the show, you can go see the show that night for free.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. That's a good incentive.
Exactly.
So let's go over it again, if we could. The musical, when it's happening, where it's happening, so people have it in their heads.
Okay. It's Legally Blonde, the musical. And just in case you've seen the movie but have never seen the musical is so much funnier. It's a whole different beast. But it's Legally Blonde the musical. It is August 17th through September 1st at the Hawkins Outdoor Amphitheater at Bartley Ranch. There's reserve seating, there's grass seating. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. It's always at nighttime. We don't have any matinees. And if you want tickets, you can go to legallyblondereno.org, or of course you can always go to Sierra School of Performing Arts .org.
All right. Very cool. Anything else you want to add before we...
I just have to say how amazing the talent is in this program. The singers and the talent that we have in our area always blows me away.
Yeah.
And so you will see some incredible singing and acting, and of course the band or orchestra. We have a couple of players from the Reno Philharmonic that play with us. So, you know, the quality is right there. And Janet does an amazing job with the whole entire production.
All right. Very cool. And then, I mean, you're loading in a huge set, so that's going to be very impressive, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that she had talked about, we have like, 120 props and 62 pieces of lumber and, you know, just 21 microphones and it just keeps going on.
That is whole like crazy cogs in the machine.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, then people, go see it. It's going to be fantastic. Starting August 17th, going through September?
September 1st.
September 1st. I was right. Okay.
And we are a nonprofit organization. So we really do rely on the community to come out and buy tickets or give us donations or
donate
grants
directly if you can't even make the show, but hopefully you can make the show, because it's going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. Judy Davis from Sierra School of Performing Arts, thank you so much.
Thank you.